gas tank. The flames matched the color of the Camaro. He pulled a few feet ahead, and as the road curved right, he allowed the car to drift into the left lane, following the laws of centrifugal force. He heard the rider yell. He kicked at the side of the car, and then gunned it to try to move ahead. That was his mistake. He should have braked and bailed, but he tried to gun his way out of it. Ellis was ready for the move and pinned the accelerator. The Camaro surged into the left lane, completing the cutoff. Ellis heard brakes squeal and a long sustained blast of a car horn as the motorcycle went into the oncoming traffic lanes. Then he heard the high-pitched scraping of steel and the inevitable impact of metal against metal. Ellis smiled and kept going. Chapter 1. It was a Friday morning and the smart people had already taken off for the weekend. This made traffic into downtown a breeze, and Harry Bosch got to the courthouse early. Rather than wait for Mickey Haller on the front steps where they had agreed to meet, he decided to look for his lawyer inside the monolithic structure that covered half a block of space, 19 floors into the air. But the search for Haller would not be as difficult as the size of the building suggested. After clearing the lobby metal detector, a new experience for him, Bosch took an elevator up to 15 and started checking courtrooms and using the stairs to work his way down. Most of the courtrooms assigned to criminal cases were on floors 9 through 15. Bosch knew this because of the time he'd spent in those courtrooms over the last 30 years. He found Haller in Department 120 on the 13th floor. Court was in session, but there was no jury. Haller had told Bosch he had a motion hearing that would finish by their lunchtime appointment. Harry slipped onto a bench in the back of the public gallery and watched as Haller questioned a uniformed Los Angeles police officer on the witness stand. Bosch had missed the preliminaries, but not the meat of Haller's examination of the officer.
"Officer Sanchez, what I would like you to do now is go through the steps that led to your arresting Mr. Hennigan on December 11th of last year," Haller said. "Why don't we start with what your assignment was that day?"
Sanchez took a moment to compose an answer to what seemed to be a routine question. Bosch noticed that he had three hash marks on his sleeve, one for every 5 years with the department. 15 years was a lot of experience, and that told Bosch that Sanchez would be very wary of Haller, as well as skilled at giving answers more helpful to the prosecution than the defense. "My partner and I were on routine patrol in 77th Street Division," Sanchez said. "We happened to be traveling westbound on Florence Avenue at the time of this incident."
"And Mr. Hennigan was also traveling on Florence Avenue?"
"Yes, that's correct."
"Which direction was he going?"
"He was also going west. His car was directly in front of us."
"Okay, and then what happened?"
"We came to a red light at Normandy, and Mr. Hennigan came to a stop, and then we stopped behind him. Mr. Hennigan engaged his right turn signal, and then he turned right to go northbound on Normandy."
"Did he commit a traffic code infraction by turning right when the light was red?"
"No, he did not. He came to a complete stop, and then he made the turn when it was clear." Haller nodded and checked something off on a legal pad. He was sitting next to his client, who was in County Blues, a sure sign that this was a felony case. Bosch guessed it was a drug case and that Haller was trying to suppress whatever was found in his client's car by claiming it was a bad stop. Haller was questioning the witness from his seat at the defense table. Without a jury, the judge was not requiring the formality of standing when addressing a witness. "You made the turn as well, following Mr. Hennigan's car, correct?" he asked.
"That is correct," Sanchez said. "At what point did you decide to conduct a traffic stop on Mr. Hennigan's vehicle?"
"It was right away. We lit him up, and he pulled over."
"Then what happened?"
"The minute he stopped the car, the passenger door opened, and the passenger bolted."
"He ran?"
"Yes, sir."
"Where did he go?"
"There is a shopping plaza there with an alley behind it. He went into the alley in an easterly direction."
"Did either you or your partner give chase?"
"No, sir. It would be against policy and dangerous to separate. My partner got on the radio and requested backup and an airship. He broadcast a description of the man who ran."
"An airship?"
"A police helicopter."
"Got it.
What did you do, Officer Sanchez, while your partner was on the radio?"
"I exited the patrol car and moved to the driver's side of the vehicle and told the driver to put his hands out the window where I could see them,"